Okay, ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? So, here we are at King's Cross Station. We'll be leaving from here in just over an hour to catch a tube from the underground station, so you'll have a bit of time to look around. But first things first, just so as you can get your bearings and find your way around this rather complex and confusing station, I will point out essential areas as well as points of interest. At the moment, we are standing in King's Cross Square, facing two main exit doors, one off to our left and the other off to our right. The exits lead from the main platform area, which can be accessed by several entrances, one of which is located just a bit further away to your left, although it is obscured by a wall from where we're standing. Oh, by the way, that building standing on its own, the larger, not the smaller one, on your far left is the Great Northern Hotel. The taxi rank is sandwiched between it and the left luggage office. So, before I go on to a description of the main shopping and platform areas at the other side of the station wall, I'd like to point out the most important point of all, the underground station, which is where we need to meet promptly for departure. Luckily, it's quite prominent, as it's located away from the shopping and platform area of the station. It's just over there on the corner, in between the entrance I mentioned earlier and the exit nearest to the hotel from where we're standing now. Now, for those of you who would like to grab a bite to eat or do a bit of shopping, you can enter the shopping area by that entrance door over there. It's by far the nearest entrance. You will find several clothes shops in this area, in addition to a fast food outlet. When you go in the entrance, if you go straight ahead rather than turning left into the other part of the shopping complex, you will find two buildings facing one another. Within these buildings are several shops and eating places. In the building immediately after the ticket barriers on your right, you will find that the first shop you come across is the fast food outlet, Burgerland. If you need to avail yourself of the toilet facilities, then carry straight on past Burgerland and there at the far end of the building. In between the toilets and the ticket office is the disabled meeting point. You will have to enter through this area in order to gain access to the toilets. If you would like to go up to the second floor, where there are one or two shops and a pizzeria, then as you enter the shopping area through the main entrance, instead of going straight ahead, you turn off to the left. The escalators are immediately on your left again. When you go up the escalators, you will see two buildings again on your left. Go past the first building, and the pizzeria is the first shop that you come to in the second building. Now, I would just like to ask, are there any Harry Potter fans with us today? Ah, good. Yes, I see several hands raised. Well, there's a treat in store for you if you go to the far end of the second building and take the escalator down again to the ground floor. As you reach the bottom of the escalator, turn right and carry on walking, keeping the ticket barrier on your left all the time. Don't turn off left, but carry on walking until you find yourself up against the station wall. This is the famous Platform 9 and 3 quarters, immortalised by J.K. Rowling in her Harry Potter books. You'll see half a trolley embedded in the wall to mark the spot. So, those are the main things to do and see. I hope you enjoy yourselves, but please meet me at the underground entrance promptly for departure. Don't be tempted to board the Hogwarts Express on Platform 9 and 3 quarters. Good. Welcome back. I'm glad you were all punctual. As you know, we have a packed itinerary which will give you a taster of London's major landmarks. Before we enter the underground, I would just like to give you some important information. Firstly, for those of you unfamiliar with the London Underground, you must retain your ticket throughout the journey, only surrendering the ticket at your final destination. This is not applicable to today's trip, but really for tomorrow, when you will be at leisure and may wish to use the underground again. For today, we have a group ticket, which means that we have to stay together at all times whilst travelling on the underground. Should you become separated from the group and end up travelling without a ticket, you can expect to pay a hefty fine. Also, remember that while we are travelling outside the rush hour, between 5 and 7pm in the evening and from 7:30 to 9am in the morning, we will still meet with the midday crowds of shoppers. Sometimes there is only standing room at such times, so you will be lucky to get a seat at all. Priority seats do exist if you are unable to stand, although this is rarely enforced and is at the discretion of the passenger occupying such seats. Beware of pickpockets too. There are many opportunist thieves who prey on unsuspecting travellers. Obviously, keep your valuables tucked away, ensuring wallets, etc. are not visible. So, that's all for now. Let's get on with the tour. Follow me and please keep close to your group members to avoid getting separated.